Being the best doesn't guarantee you'll win the business. Having the best sales pitch does. My name is Justin Cohn, author of Pitch to Win. You know those people who walk into a room and the lights go on? You know those people who walk out the room and the lights go on? What happens when you walk in a room? How do people feel in your presence? Presence is determined less by what you say and more how you say it. More than half the impact of a communication is nonverbal. That is to do with our facial expression, gestures, posture, and voice. In fact, one study shows that when verbal and nonverbal communication contradict each other, people are 5 times more likely to believe the nonverbal. A bigger problem is that when our nonverbal communication contradicts our verbal, we're rated as confusing and dishonest. Just imagine your partner told you they loved you while looking over your shoulder with folded arms and a frown on their face. You might start rethinking your marriage proposal. Likewise, in a sales pitch, your words can make a great case, but if you don't come across as confident and enthusiastic in your facial expression and body language, well, you're not going to be very convincing. There's another reason your physical presence is critical. We tend to mirror the emotions of the most prominent person near us. While you're speaking, you're the leader, and what you're leading more than anything are our emotions. Have you ever sat in a presentation where the presenter seemed uncomfortable and awkward and you found yourself squirming in embarrassment? You were mirroring their discomfort. Likewise, when a presenter is super energized and confident, well, so will we be. That's why the most important person you need to sell is yourself. If you don't believe that buying from you is the best thing that they can do, well, neither will they. Now, you might really believe it, but you need to show it. And here's how to show it. Make sure your posture is open, positive, and upright. Smile. There's a feedback loop in the brain. When we're happy, we smile, but when we smile, we feel happy. When you feel happy, you're going to be more confident and more persuasive. Now, also, you've got to use lots of eye contact. Eye contact creates connection and trust. Use gestures to illustrate your points. That's your, with your arms and your hands. And vary the pitch and tone of your voice to create interest in what you're saying. Deeper voices are considered a little more authoritative. So if you've got a high voice, try to lower it a little if you want to be really persuasive. Now, look, this isn't about being artificial. It's about being the best version of yourself. Think of yourself as a business athlete. You want to make sure that you're top of your game. Research your pitch in front of the mirror, or better still, video yourself. When you see yourself, you will immediately see how your nonverbal communication can be improved. In a survey of 70 top companies on the reasons why they chose one pitch over another, the number one reason given was energy and enthusiasm. Make sure you demonstrate that not just in what you say, but how you say it. My name is Justin Cohn, author of Pitch to Win, available at all good bookstores. Right now, sign up for my free Pitch to Win masterclass by going to www.justinpresents.com.